Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Sadly, this afternoon in Monaghan, because the funerals will take place tomorrow for the two teenage girls who died in a road crash in County Monaghan on Monday evening. Kia McCann, 17, and 16-year-old Lava Muhammad died when the car they were travelling in left the N54 and crashed into a tree at the side of the road just outside of Clonus. Well, for the latest, I'm joined by our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan. Laura, the funerals will take place tomorrow, as I say. And what's the latest? What do we know?
Yes, that's right, Cormac. Well, both girls will be laid to rest tomorrow following separate funeral arrangements. Kia McCann's remains were returned to her family in Clonus last night as the community lined the streets here in solidarity with the families. The same is expected to happen again this evening as the remains of Dalava Muhammad are also returned to Clonus town at around 7 o'clock later this evening. So the funeral service for 16-year-old Dalava will take place tomorrow morning at the Clonsky Mosque in Dublin, followed by burial at the Newcastle Muslim Cemetery. And later on in the afternoon then tomorrow, a funeral procession will leave the home of Kia McCann in the centre of the town here in Clonus and go to the Sacred Heart Chapel in the town for a funeral mass. And she will then later be laid to rest in Mount St. Oliver Cemetery.
And I'm sure there's going to be a huge turnout for both funerals. There's an awful lot of concern in Monaghan and countrywide as well, Laura, about the condition of the other people who are in the car.
Yes, that's right. So I suppose as people are preparing to say their final goodbyes to both Kia and Dalava, people are also still thinking of those other people who were injured in this crash. And at this point, we know that the 18-year-old girl who was injured in the crash also is the older sister of Dalava Muhammad. She was critically injured and she remains in a critical but stable condition in hospital at the moment, while the 60-year-old driver of the car, a 60-year-old man, he remains in a critical condition at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast.
Okay. The principal of Largy College, I know, today paying tribute to the two girls, called them two beautiful girls and best friends, and I'm sure an awful lot of people listening and agreeing to his words today.
Yes, that's right. And as I said, the outpouring of grief and support from the community here has just been astounding. We spoke to people earlier who came out for last night's vigil feeling it was the only thing that they could do to show their support for the families at this time. And I spoke to the principal of Largy College, Sharon McGuinness, just a short while ago. That's where the school, the girls were both students. And Principal McGuinness was describing, again, the devastating and surreal events that unfolded on Monday night, but also giving us an insight into the personalities of the girls and also their friendship, because they were the best of friends. And Sharon McGuinness recounted to us how they were just inseparable in the halls of Largy College, and describing how during COVID times, at a time when different classes had to be kept separated, because the girls were a couple of years apart in school, they weren't necessarily in the same group, so it was difficult to keep them apart, she said, and they always found a way to sneak over to one another. So it's stories like this that we're hearing now about Kia and Dalava that really brings home the innocence of these two girls who tragically died in this terrible crash on Monday.
Yeah, it's very difficult for the family and the friends of the locality, of the people in the locality. Laura Hogan, thank you very much indeed for joining us from Clonus in County Monaghan this evening. You can text the programme 51551.